Thank you for joining with us today here at the CGMF Prayer Line in Devotion. I want you to turn with me to the book of Job, chapter 19, as we discuss what is true encouragement in light of the Scripture. What is true encouragement in light of the Scripture? Now, Job had been dealing previously with those who had not really been counseling him in a proper measure or fashion, or one that was profitable, but was more loaded with condemnation. And today we want to talk about what a true encourager does, or how we truly comfort others, biblically. And so I want you to look with me to the book of Job, and beginning with verse 1 of chapter 19, we're going to talk about this for a few moments here today on the prayer line. Then Job responded, "How long will you harass me and crush me with words? These 10 times you've humiliated me. Shamelessly you insult me. Have I really gone astray? If so, my error remains hidden inside me. If you look down on me and use my disgrace to criticize me, know then that God has wronged me and enclosed his net over me." Notice the first portions of these verses. Then Job responded. Okay, his accusers have come at him again. And for a couple chapters, it's just been going back and forth between this criticism of Job, and then his trying to defend himself. And he speaks here, "How long will you harass me and crush me with words? These 10 times you've humiliated me, and shamelessly you insult me." Now, the spirit that was coming out of those who were, quote, his comforters or encouragers, was that of condemnation, and was not being of any benefit towards Job, and not edifying in any way, shape, and form. And so it was just getting on Job's nerves, more or less. And yet, they thought they were doing the right thing. One thing I want you to know about those who try to give comfort or encouragement, in most cases, they are trying to give encouragement with the best of intentions. However, underlying sometimes their intent is condemnation, can even be jealousy and other things that are having a part of what's going on in their verbiage or what they're speaking to you. Unless it edifies, unless it's laying the groundwork to build up and give fresh life, unless it's that which is seasoned with wisdom from on high and is apt to restore, it's not beneficial, it's not true encouragement, and it's not from God. Turn with me, if you will, to, I believe it's 1 Corinthians we're going to look at here. 2 Corinthians, I take that back. 2 Corinthians. And I want you to turn to the first chapter of 2 Corinthians, beginning with verse 3. "May the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ be blessed. He is the compassionate Father and God of all comfort." Okay, it begins to talk about the God who is compassionate, is the Father of all comfort. He's the one who comforts us in all our trouble, so that we can comfort other people who are in every kind of trouble. God doesn't just want to comfort me. He wants to comfort me that I might actually help someone else and comfort someone in regard to their set of circumstances. God's comfort is not just a one-time deal. His ministering to you is not just for your benefit, but it also has a purpose far beyond. Continuing on, "We offer the same comfort that we ourselves received from God." That's verse 4. You and I, as we receive comfort and encouragement and we rebuild some of the broken down walls and the broken cisterns of life so the water flows freely and we get renewed strength, we are not just to do so to be receivers so that we can do something great for God or be back on the saddle and ride on with the Lord. We are to encourage others, and we're to take that, and when the opportunity comes to encourage someone else, to build someone else up, to allow them to have wisdom that God has granted us through our battles, through our struggles, that they might be victorious in the Lord, and through the power and the application of the blood of the Lamb and the Spirit of Christ. Verse 5, "That is because we receive so much comfort through Christ, in the same way that we share so many of Christ's sufferings. even though at times we suffer as Christ suffered, go through temptations and difficulties as Christ did. The joy of the Lord is our strength, and He gives us comfort and strength and encouragement that we might be opportunistic even in the set of difficulties we might have in life or circumstances that beset us, so that we can be overcomers, walking confident in the faith, and knowing that greater is He that is in us than he that is in the world, knowing that through the God-assisted life, the anointed life, through the Holy Spirit, and by the power of the Word, we can see victory. We can overcome by the word of our testimony and the blood of the Lamb, the Scripture says. We can be victors in Christ, and God wants us to share that testimony, that lifestyle victory with those around about us, that they would be encouraged in Christ's sufferings. So if we have trouble, verse 6, it is to bring you comfort and salvation. God doesn't just wish to comfort you and say, oh, that's, you're okay now, just go ahead. No, He wants to give for salvation and see hope and renewed vigor and see restoration. God has a big picture idea here when He ministers in your heart and life. If we are comforted, it is to bring you comfort from the experience of endurance while you go through the same sufferings that we also suffer. Okay? He wants to bring comfort from the experience of endurance. You've got to go through certain things in life to experience certain things in order to learn. Taste and see that the Lord is good and His mercy endures forever. How can you know what His mercy is unless you see it worked out in your life? And I'm not going to say that, hey, every day is just a struggle or something like that. No, no, God's not some cosmic killjoy here. But we go through struggles. Life is beset with them at times, it seems. But yet more so, there are challenges. More so, there's opportunities to see God glorified. More so, it's opportunity for you to see God in you, your relationship with Him, become more intimate, more confident, and more secure as the day goes on. And with that comes the blessings of walking with Him and seeing the fruit of the Spirit, which is so precious because we begin to tap into the presence of God in prayer and by applying the blood of the Lamb and understanding the Word of God. We begin to see the grace of God in all its beauty. And we see how great God is and what He can do for those who love Him. God wants you to know that He's come to heal. He's come to save. And because He has, He's brought this beautiful element of comfort into our lives. The Bible talks about the Holy Spirit being a comforter. A very attribute of God is to be a comforter. And God wants you to take upon His attributes, so He wants us to be comforters. But not the kind that Job had. Those who condemned, those who brought accusation, those who made him doubt his faith or walk with God. God wants us to lay groundwork for encouragement, grace, and receive the work of the Spirit, that people would have the resurrection power to walk in the love that is in Christ Jesus. And if you'll share that love with others, you'll see the power of God and new life in those around about you. And you will be a comforter that people would be encouraged to be around. Amen. God sees the big picture, not just for you, but for those around about you. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, thank You that You've come to give us hope and life. And we go through struggles and we go through hard times. But usually they're short-lived. Sometimes they seem like they've handled themselves out and just will be gone quickly. And at other times it seems like they just perpetuate themselves. And Lord, we wonder when it's going to end. But in whatever state I'm in, I want to say I'm blessed, as long as I know that I have the Lord with me and His Spirit is there to give me comfort. And there are those around about me that, Lord, You're going to bring into my circumference of living that are going to give me the insights I need for victory in my walk of Christ. Amen. Through the Word, through song, whatever it might be. And I just pray for those type of comforters, those encouragers that would be in my life, the Barnabases, if you will. And I pray, Lord, to be able to go forth in the power of the Lord and the power of your might and see through the difficult times and see the light that has shined and receive strength and know that through the endurance of God's grace, I can see the victory of God and to share with others the same victory that I've received in the Lord and be a blessing and be a partaker with Christ and an imparter of Christ's love as well. God, to those who are going through struggles today, I pray, oh Lord, yes, I wish they were short-lived, but mostly I pray that what they're living out, they will see the grace and the wisdom of God and learn from the experience and to be able to share it with others, the blessings of Christ, that word of testimony. They'll help others to overcome as they did through the blood of the Lamb by the word of their testimony. Amen. We thank you for this day and we praise you, Lord. We pray for your anointing and touch. God, help us to understand more so each day what the Holy Spirit is about when it's called the Comforter. And Lord, you've not left us alone, but you said you would send this Comforter, and this Comforter is with us today. We pray to tap in to the understanding of who the Comforter is and how the Holy Spirit is ministering in our lives each and every day. We thank you and we praise you, Lord, and thank you for this new day. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you for being with us today here on the prayer line. I pray that something good got into your heart and soul, and I pray that you'll be encouraged and you'll be a conqueror in Christ Jesus. Amen. Hey, if you need to reach us here at Covenant Grace Ministry, you can do so by calling us at any time at 646-926-0401. You can also email us at cgmfinc@gmail.com. Our ministry websites at cgmfinc.weebly.com, cgmfinc.weebly.com, and we'd love you to take advantage of the ministry tools that are there. We're so glad that you've been with us today. God bless you. Till next time on the prayer line. Be blessed in Jesus. Have a great day.